Welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Daunt, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. Welcome to episode 8 of the podcast. My little podcast is 2 months old. I can't believe it. We are now a week and a half into the new year. So I thought it was the perfect time to start talking about goals, not necessarily goal setting, but why you might not achieve your goals and how you can combat this. And this all starts with your limiting beliefs, okay? So there is a belief cycle where we'll have beliefs that either empower us or limit us. So if I give you an example of one of my limiting beliefs was that I wasn't smart enough, okay? It started in year 6. If you just went to 2 schools, primary and secondary, it's the year before you go into secondary school. I noticed that I now wasn't on the table with my mates, okay? So I'd been put on a different table. There was only 3 of us on this table. Looking over, my friends seemed to be having way more fun. I felt thick. I felt not good enough. It wasn't like the school had said, oh, that's the table who, or this grade and that's the table that's that grade, but it was so obvious because I wasn't allowed to sit with my friends anymore. And you know, obviously I know now as an adult that they're probably getting us ready for secondary school, and there was probably an element of them doing slightly different work than us on the table that I was on. However, it set the trajectory for me to think, I'm not good enough, my friends are different to me, I'm not smart enough. I already felt different to my sister, who was very studious, you know, always read books, and that just wasn't for me. I hated reading books. I was more the creative one who, you know, would do stupid videos with my dad's camcorder and things like that, and pretending I was Cher on the microphone, thinking I was going to get it onto Stars in Their Eyes. So I wasn't studious, definitely wasn't studious. So my limiting belief started thinking, I'm not smart enough, I'm thick, was the label that I give myself. I get into secondary school and it's confirmed, because you can clearly see, even if they don't, which they still don't, do grades when you're in year 7. The school I went to was St. Thomas Moore. So how they did it was, they did STTHOMAR. I think that's how they did it. So obviously, if you know, it spells out the name of the school. So the top set was the S, then the T, then the H, then the O, then the A. And I was in A. Okay, so I'm pretty near the bottom. I'm about 3 from the bottom. So it's confirmed to me. I've already worked out that I am near to bottom sets. And then the schoolwork comes and I panic because I can't do this. I am anxious, I'm knotted, you know, I felt ill because I couldn't do the work, and I couldn't really talk to anyone about it because I didn't really have the language for how I was feeling. But it was definitely the start of my depression, it was the start of my anxiety. You know, there was a whole year where I was back and forward to the hospital because they didn't know what was wrong with us, but I had really bad pains in my tummy to the point where they put a camera down and everything, and nobody thought to ask, how's things? How's school? They would now, which is fantastic, but they didn't back then. So I struggled internally with it. Now, how does this affect goals? You're probably wondering. Well, if my belief is that I'm not smart enough, when you come to the belief cycle, okay, you have a belief. So my belief was I'm not smart enough. Then my thoughts about it was, oh my God, I can't even do my schoolwork. Like, this homework is horrific. I can't even do it. So my actions were to just do it really, really quickly and to not even look at it, just to quickly do it because it was painful, and hand it in. So my actions were pretty poor in a sense of I'm not really doing my homework to a good standard. So therefore, my results are pretty shocking. You know, I remember having one red comment, which still sticks with me, which said, please see me, because the teacher wanted to see us because clearly I had not understood it or not done the work, etc. So results like that then confirm your belief. So you're stuck in that cycle, okay? Because you have your belief, you have your thoughts about that belief, then you take action based on that thought, and then your results confirm that. So you get stuck in that cycle. That could be happening to you right now. If you are someone who has a goal of maybe losing weight and getting to a certain size or to a certain fitness level, but for some reason it's just been difficult for you and maybe you've never been able to achieve it, or you have in the past but now it just seems impossible. Your thoughts might be, do you know what? Okay, this is my goal and I'm excited about it, and you are high energy at the start of any goal and you're taking action. But then, I don't know, you have a bad day at work, so you go home and have a Kit Kat. And then that Kit Kat leads to, oh, well, you know, I've messed it up today, haven't I? Right, well, I'll just have what I want for my tea then. So then you have what you want for your tea. Then Friday comes and you think, oh, do you know what? I'm just going to sack it off. I'll start again on Monday. Now, if you are smiling knowingly at this podcast as you're listening to it, then you'll know very well that starting again on Monday, you are low motivation, low energy. So you probably do it half-heartedly. So your thoughts are, this is going to be hard. This is tough. Your actions are kind of half-hearted to what they were. Your results are minimal. It then confirms your belief as, you know, you're never going to achieve your goal. So you just get stuck in that cycle again of, I don't know, being overweight or being unhealthy, because that's your belief that you will always be either slightly overweight or unhealthy, or that you'll not be able to do it, that you'll not be able to achieve the goal. And that's the same with a lot of goals that you try to achieve if your belief system says the alternative. And it's the same reason why, if we come back to manifestation, it's the same reason why if you have something on your vision board that you really, really want to achieve, if you don't think you're going to be able to achieve it, even if the universe has given you opportunities, then you might miss an opportunity because it might not go a certain way. Like, I don't know, say you decide, you know, this year I'm going to put myself back out there and I'm going to start dating again. And you put yourself out there, you get on the app, somebody starts messaging you, and then all of a sudden they go quiet. This confirms your belief of, do you know what, this isn't going to happen for me. I'm probably always going to be single. What's the point? And then you give up. So the goal didn't last long because something confirmed your limiting belief. To get out of that trap, okay, there is a different cycle called the success cycle, okay? So the belief cycle is brilliant if you have strong beliefs, okay? If you've got empowering beliefs, it will always work for you. So I have an empowering belief that I'll always make friends. And I only know this because working with clients, I realize that other people don't necessarily have this as a belief. They have a belief that other people make friends more easily than they do. But my empowering belief is that I've always been able to make friends. Like, I'm a really good talker, obviously, doing the job that I do and then hosting a podcast. You know, I can talk for a long time. So therefore, people gravitate towards us. I'm easy to talk to. I can hold a conversation. So therefore, I've never really had a limiting belief that I won't make friends because I always do. So if you think about that, if you think about my thoughts, and although these are subconscious, I don't walk around thinking how amazing I am, I can make friends, but my thoughts are that I can talk to people and I don't find it difficult. So therefore, if somebody asked me to go to a party, but I didn't know anyone and I only knew the host, I would still go because I know I'll always be able to talk to somebody. I don't have a limiting belief about that. So my actions are to follow in that direction of being able to talk to people. Therefore, my results are that people always talk back to me. So therefore, I make friends wherever I go. And then that confirms my belief. That wasn't a conscious one, and most empowering beliefs aren't conscious because they are just instilled in you. It's like a GPRS system, you just do it. However, the limiting beliefs are so painful and you're so aware of it that it stops you doing a lot of things. If your limiting belief is that you aren't very confident in meetings, then the likelihood is your thought about that meeting going in on a Wednesday, oh my God, we've got a meeting tomorrow, I hope nobody doesn't ask me a question. Your actions are to just go in there and feel really uncomfortable and probably focus on yourself and think, God, what happens if somebody looks at this? What happens if I don't have an answer? And then if somebody asks you a question, you're so flummoxed, you probably can't even think about what they're asking you. And then you mess up. It confirms your belief that you're not good in meetings and you stay in that cycle. Versus somebody else, again, who's really good in meetings, would be like, oh, I've got a meeting on Wednesday. All right, what do I need to prepare? So they prepare loads of stuff. They're really organized, really on it. They're not focused on themselves. They're focused on the agenda of the meeting because they have that subconscious belief of, you know, I'll be fine in that meeting. Therefore, they prepare accordingly. So their thoughts are, what's going on in the meeting? What's the agenda? They take action over that. So they've planned in advance. So their results are, they come out of that meeting, oh, that was a good meeting. And then it just confirms that cycle. So that limiting belief never enters into them. So therefore, they don't have the pain of that. So that's a little bit about limiting beliefs and empowering beliefs. And it would be good for you to do some work on whatever your goals are, and whatever kind of New Year's resolutions you've set for yourself, what beliefs do you have surrounding those? What things might you have in your subconscious that are holding you back and maybe stopping you from achieving them? To break out of that cycle, because there's no point in me telling you what's holding you back and not giving you any solutions, there is a lovely cycle called the success cycle. And how that starts off is you actually start off with your goal. So you start off with the thing that you're trying to achieve, which is obviously perfect because you're at the start of the year and you've set yourself goals. Then you're taking positive action. So that's the next part of the cycle. So the first one's goal, the next one's positive action. Then once you've took positive action, you should start seeing results. And then that will increase your beliefs. And then you'll move the goalposts and you'll increase your goal. You'll take more positive actions. You'll see results, you'll keep increasing your beliefs. So that's how the success cycle works. When that doesn't work for you, and this is the bit that I want you to start thinking about over the next few weeks, because this is when goals started to peter off. This is when people start to kind of give up on their goals. You know, the gyms are always full in January and you can't get on a piece of equipment, but by late February, it's back to the way it was. So if you're an avid gym goer, you will know that repeated cycle. So coming towards the end of February, this is where people kind of give up on their goals. Their motivation drops. They're not seeing the results. So they just go back to how they were before the new year. So where that comes in is you need to start problem solving what's going on in between positive action and results. So if we go back to that one that I talked about where you might have had a kick at. So if your goal is to lose weight, you're taking positive action because you've, I don't know, you're doing exercise, you've got a healthy eating regime going, you know, and you're starting to see results because maybe you've had 2 weeks of losing a few pounds and you're like so on a thing and yes, this is going to happen. But then you had a rubbish day at work and you had that kick at. That kick at threw you and stopped you. It lowered your motivation, it lowered your mood. But let's just kind of pull this out. This was just one Kit Kat. One Kit Kat does not ruin a diet. And that's where you've got to get your mindset around this, because that is when your limiting beliefs come back in and tells you a different story. If you think about having a reflection point every Sunday to go, right, how am I doing with my goals? What's working? What's not working? You could problem solve that Kit Kat. You could problem solve and go, do you know what? Everything went downhill after that Kit Kat. So what I need to remember is it's just a Kit Kat. Get back on it as soon as, you know, it's the next day. What am I going to do on the Friday that makes me feel better about having that Kit Kat? Now, that's the same with, you know, if your goal is to start dating and you have somebody who ghosts you. Just remember that's one person. and you're meant to be finding your soulmate. So you're going to have to go through maybe a few people to be able to find that person. So you're giving up just because one person didn't text you back. Like, you've got to think about what are the things that stopped you taking positive action and seeing those results. And it's like, you know, if you listen back to that podcast last week where Emma talks about when she had a really good start to the year prior, 2020, was because she was doing her manifestation work and she was doing it daily. And then she started dating someone. The relationship didn't go how she wanted. It lowered her mood, lowered her energy. And then she stopped doing everything that worked for her. And then it wasn't until we started working together and she started doing the daily practice again that she started to see the results flowing and flowing and flowing. So being able to problem solve that bit between positive action and results is so key. So key. You know, if you were to decide that you wanted a new job and you go for 3 interviews and you don't get any of those interviews, what are you going to do? Just give up because you didn't get the result that you want? How do you not know that the universe hasn't got the perfect job around the corner for you? And those 3 interviews were just preparing you for the best interview, for the job that you actually do want. And maybe those jobs weren't right for you. But if all you do is see those results as, I didn't get it, and you stop taking positive action, you'll stay exactly where you are. Okay, and that's key. That's key to anything. You know, that quote of nothing changes if nothing changes. If you stop taking positive action, you won't see the results. So you won't keep going round in that beautiful success cycle of goal, positive action, results, and increasing your beliefs. And the only thing that is going to work against your limiting beliefs is the action that you take. You know, I could tell you all the reasons why you aren't your limiting beliefs, but if you don't start seeing results and taking action against it, you won't believe it. You know, I took the I'm thick label off myself when I was about 36, and it took a lot of work to get there because I had to see evidence that I was smarter than I thought, that I could do things that when I pushed myself and stepped outside my comfort zone, that actually I could achieve anything, like literally anything. The fact that I'm doing this podcast today proves to me that I can achieve anything that I want because bloody hell, I'm brave enough to get on a podcast and talk to you all, let alone have my own business. My limiting beliefs had to get chipped away at bit by bit by bit. You know, it wasn't that all of a sudden I woke up and I was this successful coach. It came over time. It came over time of me thinking about that success cycle, thinking about what my goal was, taking positive action, increasing the results, and then increasing my beliefs. You know, when I first started off coaching, I might have only had 1 client every 3 months. That in itself, I mean, I was working full time, so, you know, it wasn't like it was paying the bills. However, you know, my belief system at that point was just like, God, what if I could get like 2 clients a month? That would be amazing, you know? And it was just increasing, increasing, increasing. And now, you know, my belief system at the start of my coaching journey was that I could only coach people based in Newcastle. So I really limited myself. However, that was my goal, to coach people in Newcastle, and I made it happen. I was coaching people face to face. And then once I realized that I could coach all over the world, you know, I literally have clients all over the world now, you know, Florida, Dubai, Germany, Spain. You know, I've got clients everywhere. And that's because I increased my goal of, oh, actually, instead of just coaching people in Newcastle, I could coach people anywhere. So I was open to that idea. And it wasn't that I did any positive action towards that. I wasn't saying, oh, now I coach anywhere in the world. It just so happened that I believed that I could. And again, the universe always delivers. But it's that belief system. It's that core belief system. Beliefs are the thing that will help you achieve your goal or will absolutely make it fall to the ground and stop you in your tracks. If you are manifesting alongside the goal as well as taking positive action, you've got to align your beliefs with the thing that you're trying to manifest. So think about what it is that you're trying to achieve. Start looking externally at what action you can take. And then when you hit a bump, and this is really key, every time you hit a bump on your goal, don't give up, don't lower your energy, don't lower your motivation. Think about how you can problem solve. What are you going to do to get back in that lovely success cycle? So good luck with your goals. I'm probably going to do a check-in session in February, podcast session, to see how everyone is getting on with their goals and give you a bit of a kick up the bum with that. But for now, keep taking the positive action. Know that you will get it. Stand in the outcome. Believe that you already have that goal. Think about if the goal is to lose weight, see yourself in that vision of, you know, certain clothes that you'll wear, what you'll do when you've lost that weight. Start living that now. If you are wanting a new job, start visualizing yourself working somewhere else. Start visualizing what that would look like when you are doing that job every day. If it's a workplace, think about a certain building that you want to work in. Start picturing yourself in that building and doing the manifestation as well as the aligned action, and you will absolutely smash your goals for 2022. Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow, and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judedauntcoaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.